This weekend, 12 million Germans head to the ballot box to elect three new state parliaments. It's the first chance, really, for voters to cast their verdict on Chancellor Angela Merkel's handling of the refugee crisis. That's 6 months on from the initial welcome into Germany, if you recall, of more than a million migrants. Well, the political mood has dramatically changed since then, as a resurgent far right rides the discontent over Merkel's refugee policy. We've seen this political response happen in other less stable countries around Europe too. The main threat to the established parties comes from something called the Alternative for Germany Party, led by a woman called Frauke Petri, a feisty young new force on the political scene who often stands accused of fanning the flames of racism. Observing developments in Germany is a visitor to Australia at the moment, Eldad Beck. He's the Berlin-based correspondent of the Israeli daily Yetayat Akronot. Eldad, welcome, in fact, for the first time to Saturday Extra.
Hi.
Now, I heard you give an analysis of this shifts in Germany, which was really rather confronting. You monitor the political landscape, I suppose, primarily for anti-Semitism. I wonder what you judge to have happened in terms of these right-wing parties since the influx of refugees into Germany started last year.
Well, as you have mentioned, the new party, the Alternative for Germany, is something that might shake the whole political scene in Germany as we have known it until now. Because after the Second World War, mainly in West Germany and then in the reunified Germany, we had 4 to 5 established parties, and all those parties expressing opinions that might be considered as far right didn't make it to the federal level, made it a little bit to some of the local parliaments, but were not really considered as a major political power in the country. The Alternative for Germany, which was founded about 3 years ago when the Euro crisis was at its peak and the Greek crisis just started, and then we had the Ukraine crisis, was actually a party which was not so much running on the ticket of anti-Muslim or anti-immigration ticket, but was mainly saying that enough is enough. We are fed up of paying the accounts of everybody in the EU. We want to get back to the Deutschmark instead of having the euro. We don't want to be in the EU as it is nowadays. And we want to get better relations with Russia instead of depending the whole time on the United States. Now, because of internal fights, which is extremely typical of the far-right parties in Germany ever since the Second World War, this party almost disappeared completely last summer, the summer of 2015. And then happened the so-called refugee crisis. And the party grows nowadays into being, in some places in Germany, the third biggest party. And according to some polls that were taken in the three states where the elections are being held on Sunday, they might get in some places even stronger than the Social Democratic Party, the SPD, which is a partner of the Conservative Party of Angela Merkel in the government, which means that we are going really to see a shake-up in the political scene in Germany.
Well, it sounds, and listeners will be thinking to themselves, I'm sure, she is there, Pauline Hanson. We had a figure who appeared, rightly or wrongly, to exemplify a lot of the anger about the drift, or the perceived drift of the country. And she did very, very well for a while, and then a whole lot of things occurred. And I think you could say that she is largely a spent force now. But that took a good, 5 years, I suppose. Is it possible that that's what will happen?
You know, if we talk about Chancellor Angela Merkel, in the last 2 to 3 months, for the first time ever since she became Chancellor a little bit over 10 years ago, we see a serious drop in her popularity. And for the first time, despite the fact that you do not see any political alternative to her coming from her own party or from the main opposition, which should be the Social Democratic Party, people talk about the end of her political career. However, I would not be as quick on condemning the political career of Chancellor Merkel, despite the fact that she's seen as the new Iron Lady of European politics. She is extremely difficult from the old Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, in the sense that at the end she is much more prepared to do compromises and to go along with the public opinion. And you have seen that the positions of Angela Merkel have changed quite drastically in the last weeks.
Well, she's done regarding this deal with Turkey too, hasn't she, to jointly support the refugee flow and for a sort of a swap of resources.
Absolutely. Now, since you have mentioned the issue of Turkey, one should probably mention the fact that Turkey plays a very serious role in the crisis.
Now, that's your thesis, that there are three surrounding countries who've got an interest in this not necessarily being easy. But just before we leave the Alternative for Germany party, you said that it's attracted the far right and the far left. What do you mean?
We have right now in Germany two protest phenomena. The first one is a popular movement, which is under the umbrella of the Pegida movement, the so-called patriotic Europeans against the Islamizations of the West. And there you can very clearly see in the demonstrations, in the massive demonstrations that they are organizing every now and then in Germany, that you have people coming from the extreme right and the extreme left. The second phenomenon is the far-right party, the Alternative. And there, too, you see that among those who are willing to vote for this party, you find people from all different political fields in Germany going from the extreme right to the extreme left, expressing their frustration at the political establishment in Germany, who hasn't been able to deal with problems that it has created itself, mainly regarding the so-called refugee crisis. And people are saying enough is enough. We have a corrupt political system which is betraying the national interests of the Germans, selling our interests to foreign powers like the EU.
Stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this, what makes the potential power of the party, the Alternative Party, extremely problematic. Now, I would not suggest to color it as a neo-Nazi party, as many in the political establishment in Germany are doing, because that would be belittling the understanding of the extent of popular frustration at the political establishment. It has been very easy in Germany, in the after-war Germany, to portray all those who stand for certain issues as being neo-Nazi. That would be extremely counterproductive.
Well, interestingly, look, it's so fascinating. The New York Times has been writing on this. Both women, Angela Merkel and Franka Petri, are from former East Germany. Both hold doctorates in science. Both have connections to the Lutheran Church. Ms. Merkel's father was a Lutheran pastor and is now believed to have heavily influenced her, as is Ms. Petri's estranged husband.
Absolutely. It is amazing to see that the German political right is actually headed by two women with so many similarities. You know that if you're looking for an Iron Lady in the German politics nowadays, it would be without any doubt Dr. Petri. She has come out with some very problematic declarations that were also very harshly criticized by everybody from the political establishment. However, she seems to have rescued a party that was disappearing completely and have turned it into the third political power in Germany nowadays. Now, one should also take into account that when you have local elections, like the elections that we are going to have on Sunday, it's much easier for many people to express their frustration in voting for extreme parties.
Sure.
It doesn't necessarily mean that in the elections that we are going to have all over Germany,
for the
probably
Bundestag.
In September 2017, this party is going to be as strong as it might come out of the local elections Sunday.
Now, I mean, we're just very quickly talking about tomorrow's vote. Angela Merkel is urging everyone in Germany to be rational, and she really sort of is lecturing her own party, saying, you know, get a grip, I think. What do you imagine in 2 years' time, if the refugees still keep coming, what's going to happen?
It's an open question, I must say, because until now we haven't seen any serious effort from the European Union to deal with this problem of refugee and illegal immigration that has been very present in Europe now for more than months. I tend to believe that Europe is actually risking its future, that we might see in coming months developments that would change the character and nature of the European Union as we know it nowadays. You have a very strong opposition coming from the central and eastern countries in the European Union, saying to the Western very clearly, look, you have your own problems with all those immigrants coming from mainly the Middle East and Muslim countries. We do not want to have the same problems. You have not dealt with those problems in a successful way. There is absolutely no reason why we should aggravate the situation. And you see that one country after the other in Central and Eastern Europe are actually electing what you would call ultra conservative far-right parties into the governments.
Which any decent Jewish person looks on with alarm, I take it you mean, even though it seems inconceivable.
Absolutely.
That we could, is that right? Am I right?
It is absolutely right, because at the end of the day, those who are fundamentally and racially anti-Muslim are fundamentally and racially anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
What a statement that is. Eldad Becht, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And Eldad is the Berlin-based correspondent of the Israeli daily Yediot Akhronot. He used to report for Israeli Defense Forces Radio.